inclusion practices. In order for a program to be an inclusive program, it has to have access, participation, and support. What does it look like? Access: a wide range of learning opportunities, activities, settings, routines, and environments, including assistive technology. Participation: using a range of approaches, social-emotional development, and behaviors that facilitate participation in all other domains. And finally, supports: training and professional development of staff working with children with disabilities, collaboration and communication with community agencies and family members, and high expectations for every child to reach his or her full potential.